Our next guest was Pac-10 Conference Player of the Year and a successful NFL quarterback for 7 seasons. But today he's a dynamic and highly sought-after speaker who's delivered over 3,000 presentations to a who's who list of clients that includes Microsoft, Starbucks, American Express, Shell Oil, Hallmark Cards, Boeing, and NASA, just to name a few. We are pleased to welcome to the Executive Report Mr. Tom Flick. Tom, welcome aboard.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Tom, many companies and organizations have been experiencing a lot of change in the last few years. What is the speed of change and what's its effect on organizations?
Well, we have, in the last 10 or 15 years, really moved from episodic change, that's change that would show up every 3 to 5 years and we could handle it, to continuous change, and that's been brought about by globalization and technology. We used to have customers that were around the corner or maybe in a neighboring state, but now our customers could be on the other side of the globe. And so the speed of leadership determines the rate of the pack. And how fast leadership can understand change and how it's coming upon their company and organization, how to manage it and lead it is really going to be the key for companies to be successful in the future.
What's the role of leadership and why is it now so critically important in a world of continuous change?
Well, leadership is really the name of the game. I say that simply because that's what's going to get us out of the mess that we're in these last 3 to 5 years. It's been a real economic challenge. Leadership is a completely different animal than management. Management is really status quo. It's keeping things the same. It's planning and budgeting and organizing and staffing. Leadership is completely different. It's creating vision and strategy, motivating action, with the end result being creating systems that allow for growth, evolution, and opportunities to move through this change process we find ourselves in.
So how does one lead change effectively?
Well, there's many ways to lead, but you know, not all of them are the best. There's the coercive authoritarian leader. Unless you've got the authority of kings and queens, that's very difficult to lead people. You'll find that they'll dig in their heels and stay put. The next is micromanagement. The challenge with that happens to be that leadership style is extremely slow and really puts a lot of processes in place, and it takes way too much time. I've found the best is servant leadership. That's where you connect the head and the heart. And it's done best by persuasion and modeling, by your patience and humility. And what it does, it creates autonomy. It gives really empowerment to people to say, you know what, I can lead at all levels of the enterprise, whether I'm the person that's answering the phone, I'm a mid-level manager, or I'm one of the executives. When you can get into a process where people are all part of the process, you've got the best chance to lead your organization forward.
Tom, thanks so much for flying with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Tom Flick. For more information on Tom's presentations, visit his website. You'll find him online at tomflick.com. That's spelled T-O-M-F-L-I-C-K.com.